Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, this is Coach Terrence Wood, and I am with you in the Before You Go Pro locker room. It is a pleasure, as always, to be in the locker room with you all, and definitely appreciate everybody tuning in, whether it's live or whether it's with our archive shows. For those tuning in for the first time, Before You Go Pro is a company that is solely strategically aimed towards helping young football players between the ages of 13 through 19. We believe we have something for everybody, but that is our core market. Those are the kids that we go to battle for day after day with Before You Go Pro. And our online radio show is the Locker Room Show, and we love to have teaching topics that really hit home with our young athletes. We want to have food for thought, great content that they can really grasp onto, and hopefully it can help them along their football journey. And tonight is no different than any other night in the locker room. We've got some great stuff for you tonight as far as, you know, something to think about for a lot of you young players. We also bring in a lot of guests into the Before You Go Pro locker room. These guys are people who have been to where you want to go as a young football player. Many college athletes, NFL guys, we have front office people that come in and just people, business professionals, and just some really great people who want to put their arm around a lot of our young athletes and help see them through their career. So on tonight's show, we're actually speaking about a topic that I think isn't spoken about enough. A lot of times some of us deal with anger issues and it gets swept under the rug or people kind of turn a blind eye to it, but it never really gets resolved for a lot of us. And we've all been there at times where, you know, somebody just pushes your buttons or a situation is really pushing your buttons. But how you deal with that can provide grave consequences for how opportunities unfold for you within the football industry. And with Before You Go Pro, we want to eliminate as many excuses as we possibly can for our young athletes. So many of you guys are talented and can go far with your football career as long as we can make sure that there are no slip-ups or we don't drop the ball in some form or fashion. So when we really look at why we decided to go with Anger Management 101 for tonight's show, it's that, you know, we have to figure out the reasoning on why people are struggling to achieve their goals. You know, we do not want anger to be a controlling factor with that. You know, we want your mind to be as clear as possible so that there is just nothing really holding you back. And when you look at who struggles with anger, you know, you guys, it isn't just the kids. A lot of times it could be the coach. It could be the athletic director. You know, it could be people affiliated in your family that have anger issues. And somewhere along the line, we've all seen it demonstrated in our life, you know. And, you know, the thing about anger is it bottles up so many good particles that you could use for so many other good things, you know. And when you really look at the areas that we see most people experiencing anger, it's with the family, the school, the girlfriend, sometimes a football, we may get placed on the bench. And how do we express ourselves to our coach after we get put on the bench? I've told you guys multiple times that there were times in my career that I didn't feel like I dealt with being angry or frustrated the right way. And it truly affected me. And that's why I thought this was such an important topic, and our team thought that this was something we definitely had to put on the table for you guys, because I know some of you guys go through it, or you may go through it in the future. And in the locker room, we always want to put on the table things that you guys will encounter. So we have a call-in number if any of you guys are dealing with issues of anger, or there was just a situation that you were able to overcome because you kept calm and you really played it cool, then let us know about it. Our number is 310-807-5195. I see we actually already do have one caller, and I think it's our good friend Mario. So hold on there, Mario, and we'll get to you there shortly. But Michelle Clear, a PhD in psychology from ShareCare Fitness, said this about anger. This is her quote. She said, "Anger takes away energy from what we really need to have our energy available for. It takes away energy from the situation, from the environment, but also from your body, your muscle, and your mind." So the thing that I really take away from that, you guys, is that anger takes away energy from where we really need to have our energy. If we're fighting for an opportunity to get a scholarship to a university, or we're a possible draft prospect, and we're fighting for an NFL team to notice us, the last place we want to spend all of our good energy is bottled up because we're angry at somebody. And sometimes, you guys, the person that you're angry at doesn't even know you're angry, because maybe you haven't expressed to them in a positive manner. You know, when you look at who does anger hurt, well, anger traditionally and most of the times it ends up hurting ourselves. But mentally, we're not as strong when we're angry at somebody. Our concentration on activities such as school, football, it tends to lack and it tends to suffer. And sometimes when we get angry on the field and you get into a fight with somebody, what does the coach do? We've all seen examples of guys being yanked off the field because they were angry at somebody. And how do you deal with that? You know, how do you deal with the fact that now you have to sit on the bench because you let your anger get to a point you couldn't control? A lot of times you see guys get out of control. You know, when somebody hits them in the back and spears them during the game, then they're playing the rest of the game trying to take out a vendetta on the guy who hit them in the back. And what happens is the referee ends up seeing the second person who got hit, and you're the one who gets the flag. Now your coach is mad at you. Or, unfortunately, for some guys, they end up injuring themselves because they're trying to hit somebody out of anger, and they're going way too fast, and they end up injuring themselves. So it's like pouring gasoline on the fire. You know, so we always have to manage our anger. You know, it hurts us from a professional standpoint. It hurts us from a relationship standpoint. It, a lot of times it tends to make you look like you're an I player. You're not a team player. When you're a guy who always gets angry and nobody can control, A lot of times we see professional guys get angry, and we think as young players we can mimic them or copy the things they do on the field. And just because a guy may be in the NFL, you guys, it doesn't mean it's setting the right example. And if you're not a player that is of superstar caliber, it may mean a quicker seat on the bench for us if we're more of a marginal player. So we really have to be careful at watching what we see guys do on television. When we look at some of the clues to detect anger within our bodies, sometimes if you guys feel knots in your stomach, if you're clenching your hands or you're gritting your teeth, that probably means that you're pretty PO'd, you know, you're not happy. If you're feeling a little flushed or you got clammy hands, you're breathing faster, you're starting to get headaches, there's pacing that you feel like you need to do. You're walking back and forth in the back of the meeting room because the coach just called you out. You need to calm down. You need to calm down because you going off on that coach is not going to put you in his happy camp. You're going to be in the dog pound real quick. So you need to calm down. If you're seeing red or you're having trouble concentrating, if your heart is pounding, if you've got tense shoulders, take the time to calm down. The last thing you need is to have friction with your coach, and now he's got a vendetta against you and wants to prove a point against you and put you on the bench. A lot of times NFL teams try to do research on guys that they may potentially pick up in the draft, and one of the things that they look for is, does the guy have anger issues, especially with some of the past things that have taken place, like the young man who was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs and ended up committing suicide on the team's grounds, on team facility grounds. You know, they want to find out what triggers that type of thing. And if a guy has anger issues in high school and college, they may tend to shy away from you. And I do not want any of our players not having an opportunity because somebody doesn't think you're great and somebody doesn't think you're fabulous. Blake Bortles, the University of Central Florida quarterback who may be the number one overall pick in this upcoming 2014 draft, he was asked questions about his girlfriend during some of the NFL questioning process. What these GMs and coaches were trying to do is see if they could get under the guy's skin. You know, they wanted to see if there was anything that they could say that would trigger this guy and show them that he has a little bit of a mean streak or he has a little bit of anger issues. And luckily for Blake, he was able to laugh it off, and it became actually a media talking point. But once again, people will try to find ways to affect you guys. And as athletes, it's more critical than maybe your average Joe Schmo that you can manage your anger if you're one of those kids who is a little bit more hot-tempered. You know, we all have hurdles, trust me. I've expressed many of mine, and many of the people that come into the locker room, some of the former players, have expressed some of their hurdles. And for some of us, it's our anger. So that's why we're putting it on the table tonight. We actually have a caller, and once again, I think it's our good friend Mario, one of our young kids out of the state of Texas. Let's see if we can patch Mario into this conversation. Hey, Mario, are you with us tonight? Mario, are you still there?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? We're in the locker room talking tonight about anger management. Did you have anything to share with us?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, feel free. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Let's see. It was around when I was in seventh grade. You know, like you're trying to get used to your how to react and everything, react to your emotions and all that. Well, it happened as one of the things. I blocked and I went upfield and mostly, like, the guy scoring and everything, and a guy comes right from the back and hits me from the back, I'm like, okay, well, there's your problem. I mean, he just starts flailing at me. Like, he starts punching, but I just back off, relax, whatever, just walk away, and he still comes at me. I just barely push him off, and we both got ejected, even though I was just trying to get him off. That's keeping my cool. The ref saw what he wanted to see, whatever he saw.
Wow, so you didn't even provoke the fight, but you got ejected?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You know, that's a great example, Mario, and I'm sorry that had to happen to you. And I know that you learned from it, and I appreciate you sharing that story with us.
Sure thing.
All right, buddy. So there's a great example right there from Mario out of Texas, and he's just finishing up high school football. But there's an example of an opponent coming at him, and he really didn't have anything to do with it. He was more so trying to protect himself, and the referee thought it was both of them, and he got ejected from the game. Both of the kids did. So, you know, we see it all the time. A matter of fact, we had posted a video on Facebook of D'Angelo Hall, the great corner who was playing with the Redskins, and he's known to be somebody with a temper, also Steve Smith with the Carolina Panthers. And you see in these guys' careers times where their temper gets the best of them, and unfortunately they pay for it. Dez Bryant is another one. He's a passionate player. You know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. And sometimes he may be trying to even pump up his team, but to the media, it's portrayed as destructive or being bad. And they may not know the whole story behind him yelling on the sidelines, but that's what's portrayed to the media or through the media. So, you know, we have to recognize who we are. And if we're going to be a big-time student athlete, whether that's at the D1A at level, D1AA, D2, D3, you know, you kids want to play at that level, you have to recognize who you are. People are looking at you guys, and unfortunately, not everybody is looking at you guys from a healthy and good and supportive standpoint. Sometimes people want to put you down or show everybody that, hey, this kid who's the high school quarterback out here in L.A., he's not the best kid in the world. As a matter of fact, check out this Instagram or check out this picture of him yelling at somebody, this video, you know. People want to try to find a way to put you down. Or you may come across an opponent on the field that knows you may be a little bit more hot-tempered, and he hits you in the back or he's talking mess to you, and he wants to get you out of the game. And we want to find a way to manage that so it doesn't happen. Sometimes we have to really look at what's the real issue. You know, we have a knee-jerk response and we get angry about something, but what is the real issue? You know, there are clues to determine what may be going on with you. If you have a hard time compromising, you know, you just do not want to hear it. You do not want to compromise. You feel like you've been wronged on or off the field, and you just do not want to listen to anybody else, then that may be a point to tell you that, hey, this may be deeper than what I'm really going through. You know, there may be some underlying issues that I haven't dealt with. It may be something from years ago, you know. If you have trouble expressing your emotions, so you're angry and you cannot really express why you're angry, that may be a key indicator, you guys, that it may be something that's bigger than you think. It may be something from your past. If you have a trouble listening to difference of opinions, you know, you have trouble listening to other people's viewpoints as far as the situation or what you're going through, then that may be another indicator that you are going through something that is a little bit deeper than you think, you know. So we always have to be able to evaluate these things, especially as highly trained, highly active, ambitious young student athletes. We always have to evaluate the things that go on with us and around us, because sometimes our opportunities are delicate. Sometimes our opportunities are delicate and you only get one shot. So you don't want to waste it on something because you're angry. Here's a couple of tips, and I thought this was great, on ways to cool down. So you feel yourself getting angry and you're saying, man, I got to really cool down. Here's a couple of cool tips to help you cool down. For one, take deep breaths. Deep, slow breathing helps counteract your rising tension. The key is breathing deeply. It's a way for you to get your mind off the subject. It's a way for you to start thinking rational again and really calm down. Another way to get your mind off of things and to kind of cool off the heat is to exercise. You know, that's why football is great. You don't want to create a penalty because you're mad, but if it's in within the confines of play, laying somebody out on the next play is always a good way for you to release a little bit of that anger. Coming to your senses, either finding a friend or somebody that you always think that they have rational advice, or just taking some time away once again to come to your senses. Another way is to stretch or massage the areas of tension. If you got a nice girlfriend at home, when you come home, then see if she'll give you a back rub to massage some of that tension and get your mind off of that coach who called you out in front of your teammate. Another way is to slowly count to 10. And once again, that kind of gets back to you getting away from the situation and having an opportunity, you guys, to really get your mind off of it. So, you know, those are some cool ways to cool down, no pun intended. Taking deep breaths, exercising, using your senses, stretching and massaging, and also slowly counting to 10. You know, whenever you're in a tense situation, you always want to take some time to reflect. You always want a little reality check. You got to check on yourself. A lot of times there's two opinions to a situation. So, you know, there may be two people at fault. You know, you may have some part in the blame. So you got to really take some time to reflect on the situation. You have to determine how important this is to the grand scheme of things. And I think that this is a great point, because when I'm fighting with a teammate on the field and then we break up, but I carry it to off the field, I carry it to the locker room, you know, so now I'm fighting with the guy in the locker room. This may be a guy who the head coach really likes. And maybe I've got some subpar grades as well. So now the coach is looking at me because I got subpar grades. Now I'm fighting one of the players on the team that he really likes off the field. And it's going to mess up the whole grand scheme of who I want to be and where I want to be as a player. So, you know, you really got to reflect on these things. Another thing is it really worth it to be angry about it? You know, once again, in the big picture of things, is it really worth it to carry on this battle? You know, another one is it a test? You know, will it ruin the rest of my day? So you may get into something that makes you mad early in the morning, and if you hold on to it, it's going to ruin the rest of your day. Now you're practicing bad and everything. So, hey, is it worth ruining the rest of my day? Is my response appropriate to the situation? Am I overreacting? Did somebody maybe try to correct me on my back pedal and now I just totally blew it out of proportion? So, hey, check yourself. Am I reacting too hastily in this situation? And last but not least, is taking action worth my time? I'm a student athlete. I've got a test to be worried about. I've got to, you know, be at this meeting for my coach as far as watching some film. I've got an opportunity to help out some local kids in the community. Is this really worth my time? as far as taking my action away, taking action away from other things that I have. You know, really manage those things, you guys, because sometimes it's not worth your time, and it's just easier to let it go. It's easier to kind of let it wash right off of your back. And your team will appreciate that. Your coaches will appreciate that, and it will save you a big headache in the long run. But, and last but not least, you know, we want to remember to be willing to forgive. Forgiveness is sometimes one of the most difficult tasks that we have to do, but it's something that will help you in the long run. You know, really forgiving those who have done you wrong is only going to benefit you. You know, knowing that some issues are worth just kind of, once again, letting go by the wayside. You have the power to forgive. You have the control and the ability to forgive, and it gives you the power back to really let go of the people who have wronged you. Sometimes, you know, we're all human beings. Sometimes maybe our parents have wronged us. Sometimes a teammate has wronged us. You were saying something to him confidentially, and he's told others. You know, sometimes our coaches have wronged us. You know, you get beat and you give up a sack, and you should have the opportunity to maybe avenge that sack. You should have the opportunity to stay on the field, and the coach yanks you too quick. So, you know, forgiving people gives you the power back to get over it. You know, forgiveness isn't letting that person get away with what they did, but it releases you from carrying that baggage. You have enough baggage and enough things to worry about with school, family, football, applying your energy where it will be helpful, not hurtful, is going to make your chances all the more better. You got to know when to let something go. You don't want to be a hoarder. You know, you have to eliminate the excessive baggage because that is only holding you back. And as far as tonight, you know, I really hope that you guys, especially the kids that do have issues with dealing with some of those angry times, you know, those times where you get a little hot under the collar, hopefully tonight provided some food for thought for you guys. I would love to end tonight's locker room show with a quote that I think is fabulous from the great Buddha, and he says, "Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else, but you are the one who gets burned." So you're holding on to a hot coal, and you're so angry, and you want to throw it at that person that hurt you, or that person that you felt has held you back. I've got kids that I work with, young athletes that I work with, and our company is working with, that have really been wronged. You know, when you look at their situation, maybe there's times where coaches have held back their transcripts or they didn't get an opportunity that they probably should have got. And they're angry. And they have that hot coal aimed for that coach or aimed for that teammate or aimed for that opponent. And they're the ones that always end up getting hurt. So hopefully tonight's show gave you guys a lot of food for thought. You know, hopefully tonight's show for some of you kids that do tend to get a little hot under the collar, this gave you some tips and some advice at being able to get over that. We always want to come with great advice for you guys and things that you can really take to heart and things that will help you along your journey. Thursday night we have a show, you guys, that I definitely don't want you to miss. It's with a gentleman named Johnny Quinn. And this is somebody that has done some amazing things, and it's like he's just getting started. You know, Johnny Quinn is a Division I-A football player from North Texas University. He has set all kinds of receiving records at North Texas. He was also a part of their track team. He went on to get a professional shot in the NFL, and we're going to definitely talk to him about that. And then after his pro career in the NFL and in Canada, he went on, catch this, to join on with the U.S. Olympic bobsled team. He was actually in Russia with the Sochi Olympics for 2014. So on Thursday night, we are going to have a dynamic guest. This is somebody who has seen the mountaintops, and he's only climbing higher. And he would love to give some advice to some of the BYGP kids. So tune in Thursday night. And actually, you know what? That's going to be a tape-delayed show. If you have the time, it's going to be at 1 o'clock p.m. on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock on the East. And we'll go with that. If you guys are in school or have other obligations, then check out that archive show by going to www.beforeyougopro.com. Click on the microphone at the bottom of the homepage, and you can check out Johnny Quinn's show in the locker room on Thursday. So hopefully you guys got something good out of tonight. We want to give special thanks. This is a big show for us because we have a new executive producer, Miss Ashley Goodman. She's somebody that we have big expectations for and high hopes. She was formerly with ESPN Dallas doing some things, and then also with MJP, Michael Johnson Performance, the former Olympic world champion. She's been doing some things with him, too, and she's our new executive producer of content. So tonight's great show, Anger Management 101, was produced by Miss Ashley Goodman. So there'll be some good things coming with BYGP. You can check out all of our content at www.beforeyougopro.com. We love you guys. We will definitely see you at the top, and we can't wait to speak to Johnny Quinn on Thursday. Have a good one.